Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Game Show at PLR. This is PLR. It is Thursday, the 26th of August. And just by me saying Thursday, you know what that means. Cigars with the Game Show live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located locally in Chandler, Arizona. Got a lot on my mind today. Like I said, it's the Game Show with PLR. This is PLR. Got a lot on my mind today. Today, I'm going to break down the NFC East for you. And I'm not going to do this like some shows and tell you who the fifth string tight end is and what are his chances of making a team. This is more of the big picture, talking about teams, talking about where they stand, talking about where they are, and giving you the order I think the division will finish in going into the postseason. Also, we'll be doing a yearly division breakdown on thesportscave.com, Caves with the K. So got that on my mind today. The Bears are still pissing me off. Still pissing me off. And I will break down this quarterback thing and tell you how I think it's a save-your-ass situation there, more than a what's best for the team. I don't pretend to be an NFL coach. I don't pretend to know everything about the NFL. But there's certain things that I'm looking at going in and the direction that the NFL is going. And I think the Chicago Bears are doing everything opposed to going in the direction that the NFL is going. So we'll get into that today as well, break all that down for you. Thank you for having me today. As usual, like I said, Cigars with the Cave Show. Sick of the day is the Pharaoh. Get down here and get one, because we are brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Located locally in Chandler, 4991 South Alma School. That's Alma School in Chandler Heights. Come on down here. Like I said, definitely check it out. It is the club to be at. Get a membership. It gives you access to the members, to the members lounge. Get a locker that backs up to a humidor. Sticks never go bad. You get your own discount. You don't have to throw my name around. Refrigerator, microwave, ice machine, everything you need. They serve beer and wine. So definitely come down. Now, if you don't want to become a member, no issue. A lot of places to sit, relax, enjoy your steak. Tons of TVs. They have the NFL League Pass. So come down here and watch your game and check it out. Now, let's just say there's something that's going on. You can't make it down, but you need some steaks. Go to Stogie World, S-T-O-H-E-I-E, world.com. Order online. Order early enough. Steaks will ship out the exact same day. All this happens at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, and like I said, if you're down here and you mention PLR or the Cave Show, they will take 10% off of your cigar purchase. Our call-in number is 917-889-7828, 917-889-7828. I want to open it up today. I want to talk to people, as many as I can, and if you're talking about something cool, we're going to hang with you. We don't have a break for the next 8 minutes, so let's get this bad boy started. You know what I want to talk about. You know what's on my mind. And we are going to have, just as a tease, a couple NFL, former NFL players on the show next week as we get closer to the NFL. We're going to bring on more guests like that. Also, it seems like a dead time in the NBA, but it really isn't. Got some experts coming on as well over the next couple of weeks. So we're going to be loaded. Make sure that you are here with us. Without any further ado, let's open up these phone lines, 917-889-7828, 917-889-7828. Do have a caller. Thank you for your patience. Cave Show with PLR live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
What's up, my friend? How are you?
All right. Better than my Jets. I mean, you know, even though that, you know, we have good offense, our defense is looking very shabby right now. We keep losing players to injury.
Yeah, you guys are getting decimated right now. And that's the wrong division to have a lot. That's the wrong division. Have a lot of injuries, especially with Buffalo and Miami. And I'm not really going to break down Buffalo, but Buffalo's having some COVID issues with the people they can't stand to have COVID issues with their wide receivers, you know, not being vaccinated and not really wanting to get vaccinated. And that's another story in itself.
Yeah.
You know, Lou, I'm going to tell you something. And I mean, if you choose not to, I'm not one of those people that say you have to go out and get vaccinated. I'm not. That's not me. But the flip side is, Lou, when we talk about rights and your right to do something, you have that right. You have that right not to get vaccinated. But the NFL is a privilege. It's not a guarantee. So when
that's
they set
right.
their rules, if you want to be part of it, you got to abide by those rules. And certain things are starting to get on my nerves about all this mandated stuff. Let me tell you some stuff that they've mandated and people do it. If you walk into a business and it says, no shirt, no shoes, no service, right?
Right.
That's a mandate. Back in the day, Lou, I'm not going to pretend I know your age, but I know you probably remember a time where you could get on an airplane and they had a smoking section on an airplane.
Yes, for the record, I'm 51.
Well, guess what? Can't smoke on an airplane anymore. Guess what that is? That's
right.
Mandate. There's a sign when you get on the expressway that says 55 miles per hour. Want to guess what that is? That's mandate.
Mandate.
So the NFL has a right to
can't
pee
my neighbor's pool. That's a mandate.
That's a mandate. You can yell, and also you have to get the repercussions. You can. There's freedom of speech. But if I walk up to you and threaten your life, there's a repercussion for that.
That's
yes. So I'm kind of getting tired of all these people saying, you know, I don't live by mandate. Yeah, you do. Every day you live by mandate. Every single day. But off that soapbox onto your Jets, it's going to be tough, man, because you got a rookie coach, you got a rookie OC, your quarterback coach unfortunately died. He got a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
His best offensive lineman came in like he ate the whole state of Connecticut, and now he's banged up, and he got a rookie quarterback. That's a lot to overcome.
Yeah, too much.
That is a lot to overcome. So good luck to your team, my friend.
Yeah. And Teddy Bridgewater to be a starting quarterback? Okay.
Okay, so let me ask you this question, Lou. Teddy Bridgewater is a starting quarterback for the Broncos. Is that an indictment on Drew Lock?
Well, Lock hasn't been that great, so I think, you know, it is the right decision. But, you know, Bridgewater, he hasn't been that great either.
You know what Bridgewater is? Bridgewater is this Alex Smith-like, if that makes any sense. He's not gonna throw 500 yards a game. He's not going to win you a game by himself. But you know what he's not going to do? He's not going to lose you a game.
Uh-huh.
That makes a difference.
Yeah.
Fangio wants to run a team that's heavy on defense and an offense that doesn't mess up. Teddy Bridgewater isn't going to mess up. So, like I said, I think it's more an indictment on Drew Lock than it is a congratulations on Teddy Bridgewater. You know what you're getting with Teddy Bridgewater. You know, there's no surprise. So, like I said, I'm looking more like maybe Drew Lock is showing us he's not really a starting NFL quarterback.
I get, and it does make sense, you know, what you mentioned. So I get that.
Yep. So what else you got for me, my friend? Look, it's wide open for you. We still got a couple minutes before we go to break. It is wide open for you.
Good. Yeah. And, well, a moment we thought we'd never see it for the season, but the Orioles won a game last night. It's a miracle.
Oh, let me ask you this question. So I'm out last night, right? I'm out and about, and I'm watching this game at a place that I'm at. And it's the Dodgers and the Padres. So I get home, It's a little late. It's close to midnight. I flip on the TV, and the game is still on. Insane.
Longest game we've had in a while, yeah.
Especially with the runners starting at second. 16 innings. It was like no one could score, and then all of a sudden, I know the Padres lost that game, but if you're not a fan watching Fernando Tatis Jr., I don't know. That kid has a flair for the dramatics. He really, truly does. I'm still sick that he was in a White Sox organization and they traded him away. But I have no vested interest in the Padres whatsoever. I'm a White Sox fan. I've covered the Diamondbacks for over 10 years, so I have a vested interest in them because it's worked. But I will say this. I really hope the Reds don't make the playoffs or the Cardinals. I want the Padres in the playoffs. They play an entertaining
game. You know, they were fine for a while, and then all of a sudden they just fell apart.
Pitching, 2-8 in their last 10. Their pitching has fallen apart. Can't win without pitching. Meet those arms.
That's true.
I see your team.
Can't win without pitching is right.
Yeah. I see your team is
hot. 11 in a row.
They're within 4 games of the Rays.
4.5 now because they won last night. Yeah.
Hey, this is the time you catch fire. So, and it must make you happy. You know, they've passed the Red Sox. I know that's your other favorite team.
Yeah, right.
Well, let me ask you this before I have to let you go. I know you're a Cowboys fan. What's going on with Dak Prescott?
Well, I would say we're going to room up for the preseason. He's still hoping to get week one, but I'm not so sure right now. I think it's going to be a little bit longer than that.
That's the division I'm previewing today. What are your
NFC
takes on
East,
the division?
Yeah.
What are your takes on that division?
Still a weak division from last year. I mean, because last year was bad. I expected to be close. If anything, I think only one team was probably going to get, above 500. And I might even think to say it might be I can't really say who's going to be that. That would be misleading. All I can say is that one team, I think, is going to get to 500 or better.
And that's the division winner, whoever that is. So let me ask you this question. Who's the best starting quarterback in that division? You got Fitzgerald in Washington. You got Daniel Jones with the Giants. You got the kid out of Oklahoma for the Eagles. And you got Dak.
Yeah.
Is Dak by far, and he's banged up. Is he the best quarterback when healthy? And if so, who's the second best
quarterback? When healthy, yes. But injured, no. Well, as much as I'm not a fan of this team either, I'll take my chance with Fitzgerald.
Yeah, just because of that defense more than anything, probably.
I'll pick my poison.
Yeah, no, I hear you, my man. It's going to be an interesting division to watch. I tell you what, I'm not going to be rushing to the league pass. I'm not going to be rushing to the league pass to watch them play football whenever that division is playing. But Jalen Hurts, the young man whose name escaped me. So
Jalen Hurts, I know he is.
Yep. So
and
that's it, my friend.
And you're going to get the worst quarterback in the league to be a starter for week one. Give me a break.
You know, technically, they haven't even, if I'm not mistaken, they technically haven't announced him. We know Sam is not going to be. Oh, they did announce. Okay. We know it's not going to be Nick Mullins. Joe Flacco is 100% garbage. 100%. So we know who it's not going to be. So I think they need to let that joke go.
Yeah, it is.
I don't understand. You have a quarterback that's mobile and Jalen Hurts that can move around, that can do things. If he gets hurt, Flacco can't do that.
Nope.
So, like I said, after the break, this is the division I'm going to preview for everybody.
Okay, we'll talk again.
All right, my buddy. It's always good to catch up with you. Always good to catch up with Lou. good friend of the program. Yeah, I'm about to break down this East. Why did I start with the East? Because that division is god awful.
It is.
It is. I think 8 and 9 might win that division. But anyway, we're going to break it down. We're going to do it right here on the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
You never know what you'll hear on the Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend, and I said, "Hey, shut up, because I need to listen to the Cave Show with PLR.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located in Chandler, Arizona. Hey, you're with us live as usual, and I appreciate that, of course. Make sure, though, if you do miss the show, miss any parts of the show, you know you can catch us on Spotify and iHeartRadio. Make sure you have those apps, download the show. The Cave Show is brought to you by the Sports Cave. That way you can get alerted to whenever there's a new show up, so you can check it out, or maybe just listen to one of the ones we've done in the past. Either way, definitely thank you for listening. Thank you for following us, and thank you for being so loyal to this show. This is the Cave Show of PLR. This is PLR, and I'm definitely about to break down this East Division of the NFC, and all you have to do, and I'm going to go with the worst team to the best team, if you want to call it that, because the whole division is basically garbage. And I know I'm supposed to be a little bit more down the middle, as my good friend, sportsman himself, covers sports as well, Ed Cole says, I'm supposed to be Switzerland. I don't have time to be Switzerland right now. I went to the Eagles roster, and I'm looking at this all the way through, and I'm trying to figure out exactly how this team is even going to win games. If you look at just, and I know it's, everything is 2 weeks away, but if you look at this team offensively, they have injuries on the offensive line. Their left defensive tackle, and they run a 4-3. Their left defensive tackle is questionable. Their right defensive tackle is questionable. Their right defensive end is questionable. Their slot linebacker's banged up. Their safety is banged up. Their nickel guy is banged up, and you can't be banged up and say next man up when the starter isn't really that good. And I want you really to stop and think about this. How can you have, say, next man up if you have no real depth to begin with? They finally, as my man Lou said, they finally named Jalen Hurts as a quarterback. And we'll get into that in a later segment. Why these teams are waiting so long to announce starting QBs is beyond me. There's only one team I will say has a legitimate reason to hold off. Only one. But your running back is Mike Sanders. He's not bad, but he's not great. Devontae Smith, good wide receiver, but young. And then you're going out with Jalen Reagor and Greg Ward. Dallas Goedert is your tight end. Zach Ertz is going to be a second tight end. But if I asked you to pick the secondary receivers out of a lineup for the Eagles, you couldn't do it. Outside of their parents, no one knows who Quez Watkins or Travis Fulgham or John Hightower are. They might be good. Who knows? Who really knows? But the team has a rookie coach, and the funniest thing I think of the whole situation is Joe Flacco is their backup. Now, I give a lot of credit to Joe Flacco on this. A long time ago, he bet on himself, and he won that bet. He won that bet. He bet on himself. His team went to the Super Bowl, and he got paid a boatload of money to be a very average quarterback. So congrats to him. But this is a guy that goes to Denver, calls out his coach, says he's a starter, and really can't even beat out Drew Locke, who can't beat out Teddy Bridgewater. And so you have a mobile quarterback that's young and that needs development. And it's and there are plays that you may be able to call with him in the game because of his mobility. But if he goes out, your backup has no mobility. And I have a real problem when the backup quarterback, their skill set doesn't fit the skill set of the starter. It makes absolutely no sense. How do you run an offense like that? So let's just say, just for pretend, let's pretend, like, you know, when you were a little kid, you had like a pretend cousin. Let's just pretend Jalen Hurts goes out. That line is going to protect Flacco. He's an apartment building. He's a quarterback imitating an apartment building. I went through the Eagles' schedule, and that's what we're about to break down right now before we get to the other two teams. So let's break this down. They open in Atlanta, lost. They go to San Francisco, lost. They then go to, I'm sorry, San Francisco comes to them. Dallas, they go to, lost. At Kansas City, lost. Then they go to Carolina, and I'm not a Sam Darnold fan, but he's going to feast on them, lost. Tampa Bay, week 6, lost. Go out to Vegas, not completely sold on Vegas, but they'll beat them, lost. Then they go to Detroit. That's a toss-up game. Let's give them that win. Then they get the Rams at, or excuse me, the Chargers at home, lost. Denver on the road, lost. New Orleans at home, sketchy game, not really sold on New Orleans, especially if they can't find a wide receiver, but a loss. Go to New York, a loss. Go to the Jets, that's possibly a win because they're decimated. I would hope by week 13 they can get healthy. So that's 2 possible. Then they get Washington, lost. Then they get New York, lost. Then they get Washington again in Washington, lost, and in Dallas. If you were playing Spain with the Philadelphia Eagles, you couldn't even bid board. You couldn't even bid board. That's how bad they are. You would have to take board just to start playing cards. And there's still a chance you won't get it. If you were playing spades with the Philadelphia Eagles, your top card would probably be the 9 of hearts. I've got them winning 2 games this entire season. And I honestly think I'm being very generous with those 2 wins. Very generous with those 2 wins. The next team, I'm going with the New York Football Giants. Now, here's the reason. I don't think the Giants are going to be god-awful. I just think if Dallas can keep Dak Prescott healthy, they're just going to be a better team. But when you look at the Giants, this is the year. This is make or break year for their quarterback. Daniel Jones has to show what he can do. Here's the problem. You don't know what Saquon Barkley you're going to get. You don't know what Kenny Galladay you're going to get. Sterling Shepard is Sterling Shepard. Evan Ingram will get hurt putting a slaw and a pop for McDonald's. So you know he's going to miss time. I like Sterling Shepard. I like Darius Slayton. But when you look at their backups, they're already banged up. Kadarius Toney, John Ross, and Austin Mack already banged up. Kyle Rudolph is their backup tight end. He's already banged up. And they got a banged up offensive line. this team will have to be carried by their defense. And this year, Daniel Jones is going to have to make plays. Has to make plays. Devontae Booker is a nice change of back, running back. He runs hard, but he's not a premier running back in the NFL. And if Saquon Barkley is out for any amount of time, you're now counting on Daniel Jones and Devontae Booker. And you know Daniel Jones is going to play because nobody wants to go to Mike Glennon. Nobody. If you were playing 2K and your quarterback got hurt, you wouldn't want to go to Mike Glennon. I don't think Daniel Jones, though, is as bad as a lot of people think. I think he's a very serviceable quarterback. I think his issue is that you have to surround him with people that can actually play for him to really reach his max. He's not going to go out there and win you games. That's not Daniel Jones. But I definitely think he's a decent NFL quarterback. The problem is, when your top receiver's hurt, your top running back is hurt, and your top tight ends are hurt, that's a lot to overcome. But again, let's play the pretend cousin game. Let's do it with the Giants. The pretend cousin game looks like this. They get Denver to start. I'm on the fence, but I'm going to go with Denver. At Washington, lost. Atlanta, at home, winnable game. Let's hedge that way. At New Orleans, nope. At Dallas, nope. Against the Rams, nope. Carolina at home, winnable game. That's two. At KC, nope. Las Vegas at home, that's a possibility. Possible three. At Tampa, nope. Philly, hell yes. At Miami, nope. At the Chargers, nope. Against Dallas, nope. At Philly, yes. At Chicago, nope. And then Washington. That's four games. At least they're above board, right? And I think there's a couple games they could probably steal, but I definitely see a team that's looking at best, 5-12. And that's being extremely generous on my part. Extremely generous. Like I said, I'm not getting into breaking down where, you know, that four-string offensive lineman went to school. There's a bunch of other services you can get for that. I'm giving you the meat and potato line of where I think these guys are going to go. Come back, we'll do the next two teams. We'll do the Dallas Cowboys. We'll do the Washington football team. Right there, right here. K-Show, PLR Live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Hey, this is Mikal Bridges with the Phoenix Suns. I'm in a cave with PLR.
Hey, this is Kofi, and I don't go a day without listening to the Cave Show with PLR.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Make sure you follow us on social media at Sports Cave on the Twitter, Instagram, and the Facebook. Cave is with the K. You also can get us on the website, sportscave.com. Again, Cave is with a K. And on the Twitter, PLR on Sports. So let's continue to break down the NFC East. I've already got the Eagles with two victories. Got the Giants, roughly around five victories. Next team up, the Dallas Cowboys. Yes, the Dallas Cowboys will come in second in this division. Here's the problem with the Dallas Cowboys. Everything relies on Prescott. If Prescott can have a healthy season, their ceiling is one of the best in the NFL. One of the best. You have guys that are ready to play. Elliott is in probably the best shape he's been in a while. Amari Cooper is one of the top, I would say, six or seven wide receivers in the NFL. Michael Gallup can play. I love their tight end, Blake Jarwin. I really do. CeeDee Lamb right now is out. His health. We'll see what happens up to game one. But they got a banged-up offensive line. And when you got a quarterback that's coming off injury and surgery, that you can't have. What worries me more than anything about the Dallas Cowboys is their depth. Their entire D-line is banged up. Their safeties are banged up. Dallas last year couldn't stop water from coming out of a faucet by turning it off. Going to be the problem. They're so banged up, their kicker is banged up. Their backup kicker is on IR. So if you can't kick, you can't stop anybody, is Prescott going to have to throw 500 yards again? The key to Dallas is to play offense to stop your defense from playing. Elliott is going to have to control the clock. They're going to have to run. They're only going to win games when their time of possession is north of 36, 37 minutes. Because if you get into a shootout with them, their defense can't hold you. Just can't hold you. But we're going to go off of that. And you know what we're going to go off of? We're going to go off of the pretend cousin game. And we're going to pretend everybody is healthy. And we're going to pretend their defense can stop somebody, somewhere, maybe. Getting a note from my producer, we had technical difficulties, so sorry about that. Let's start over with the Dallas Cowboys. I do apologize. Dallas Cowboys are going to have some serious, serious issues. Serious issues. Roster-wise, they're in trouble. They're in serious trouble. Dak is banged up. Can Dak play an entire season of football? Can he do that? Will he make it? I love their wide receivers. Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup, CeeDee Lamb is healthy. I love their tight end, Blake Jarwin. I think he's going to have a really big year. But they're banged up on the offensive line. And then when we get to their defense, they can't stop anybody. They're like a faucet that can't turn off. Their entire defensive line is banged up. All of them. They're all banged up. Their safeties are banged up. And if they can't stop anybody, that's going to be a real problem. They're going to have to be north of 37 minutes of possession time to win games, which means they're letting Elliott control the clock, which means they're going to have to run the ball. And when we break down their schedule, it's tough. You got Tampa, lost. Los Angeles, lost. That's the Chargers. But then they got some winnable games. Philadelphia, Carolina, and New York. And then they're at New England and at Minnesota. Here's the problem with New England, Minnesota. Their quarterbacks are anti-vax dudes. Will they be there? They don't even have to get COVID. If they're around somebody with COVID, they're going to sit for 10 days. So we're going to put those off to the side as possibilities. Then they go to Denver. Tough defense. Let me rephrase that. Denver comes to them. Tough defense. Again, a possible winnable game. Atlanta at home. That's a win. So that's four for sure. Three possibilities. Go to Kansas City, that's loss. Vegas, winnable game. At New Orleans, loss. Washington, no. They're going to lose in Washington. And the schedule makers weren't nice to them. They go to New Orleans and then Washington and then New York. So we have them at four wins. Let's give them New York. No, I'm sorry. That's a loss. Then they get Washington again. Then they get Arizona and then they get Philly. This is a team that could possibly go, let's say they win 50% of the games. I said were toss-ups. It's a team that go 10-7, maybe 9-8. So they have a shot, a legitimate shot of winning the division, a legitimate shot of making the playoffs, a legitimate true shot. Everything with them is health and defense. They're a team that's going to have to play offense to keep their defense off the field. Most teams, you want the defense on the field. In Dallas, you don't want to see that defense. Anywhere. I think it's going to be a very interesting division for them. As of now, if I were to bet, I would say take them, take nine wins. You're looking at a 9-18. And then that brings us to a team that I think will win the division, and that's the Washington football team. I know Fitzpatrick isn't the best. I know that. I know Fitzmagic and all that nonsense that you want to talk about, whatever. But that defense, man, that defense is great. And all Fitzpatrick has to do is not always be the interception Fitzpatrick. But Antonio Gibson can run his ass off, and J.D. McKissick coming in is incredible. And if you don't think Terry McLaurin is a good wide receiver, then you go somewhere and you don't watch any more football. That kid can actually play well. Logan Thomas, good tight end. Adam Humphries, a great possession receiver. Yeah, Curtis Samuel's banged up, but he should be okay. But guess what they do have? An incredible offensive line that's healthy. Forget ability all the time. Sometimes you got to look at availability. And then when you look at that defense, do you want to scheme for Chase Young every week? Chase Young, I think, will win Defensive Player of the Year. Washington is going to be a problem for a whole lot of teams because of that defense and because of that running game. Like I said, this isn't a fantasy show, but if you get deep in that draft, take J.D. McKissick. He can do a lot of things. Great receiver out of the backfield, change of pace, and gives them another offensive threat. And everyone talks about their defense, but this is not going to be a bad offensive team. So let's go through this. Let's break their schedule down. They opened against the Chargers, win. They didn't play the Giants, win. Buffalo has issues because some teams won't have quarterbacks because of COVID and COVID protocol. They may not have wide receivers because of COVID and COVID protocols. So, but as for now, I'm going to say Buffalo's a better team. So I say they lose in Buffalo. They go down to Atlanta and they get a win. Then they get New Orleans, that's a win. That's three. Then they get Kansas City, chalk up that L now. At Green Bay, chalk up that L now. At Denver, competitive game, but chalk up that L now. So before they get to their bye week, I have them at 1, 2, 3, 4 wins. Then they open against Tampa. I don't think they can beat them. They play Carolina. I think they can win. Seattle, loss. Vegas win, Dallas win, Philly win. Dallas lost, Philly win. New York lost. Excuse me, win. That gives them 10 to 11 wins. Let's call it 10 and 7, which is better than 9-8 for Dallas. That's how I think Washington wins this division. They're going to be a team you don't want to see. Ron Rivera is an incredible coach. You're not going to want to see them coming. They will be prepared. They will scheme. And they will beat a whole lot of teams. There you go. So what have we learned about the NFC East? Health is everything. The best quarterback is the most banged up quarterback. The youngest quarterback with the most potential plays on the worst team. The quarterback that's really a placeholder plays on the best team. And the quarterback with the most to prove in that division will have no offensive help. So it'll be very interesting. So Washington, Dallas, the Giants, and then the Eagles in that order. Washington, Dallas, the Giants, and the Eagles. Now, the season doesn't start for 2 weeks, so I'm going to say this right now. Depending on injuries and who's healthy, I'm going to make a last amendment Thursday the 9th before games get started. Look, let's take our last break. We'll come back, and we'll wrap this bad boy up. Got some sound from the Bears. Who's 100% pissing me off. We do that all right here live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. From what I'm hearing, technical problems have been wrapped up. This is The Cave Show with PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Welcome back to the Game Show with PLR. This is PLR. Just broke down the NFC East for you. Make sure that when you get down here to Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, that you do the right thing. Don't just walk into the humidor like you're the know-all, be-all of cigars. Make sure you get the right pairing for where you are on your cigar smoking. Can't go back there and get a full-body cigar if you've never smoked a cigar. Doesn't work like that. You won't like it, you won't enjoy it, and you won't do it again. Make sure when you come in here, you look for Ron, look for Tina, and they will get you paired with the right cigar that meets your taste buds. All that happens here at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Like I said, mention PLR and you get 10% off of your cigar purchase. So I'm frustrated. Let me go ahead and say that now. I'm frustrated, and I'm frustrated as hell with the Chicago Bears. And we're going to hear this a lot this season. I don't pretend to be Switzerland when it comes to that. I am a 100% Chicago Bear fan. There's no doubt. I'm never going to hide that. And if you heard me a couple weeks ago, I said, you know what? Let the Red Rocket, let Andy Dalton start the season. Go with the vet, especially against the Rams defense. Go with the vet. Let him play. Let him do all this. But a couple things happen on the way to the park. Andy Dalton goes on there and says, it's my time. This is my time. He was promised to start. Justin Fields' time will come, but it ain't right now. It's my time right now. And then I watched him play. Matt Nagy, we promised him the starting job. And then I watched him play. And then I watched Justin Fields play. And then I watched that offensive line play. Andy Dalton is going to be a sitting duck. He can't move. So all the assets that he may necessarily bring are assets that are not good for a team with a bad offensive line. And that line is terrible. You've got to have some movement back there. You've got to be able to do that. Now, I think what Matt Nagy is doing is call up a safety blanket. He's covering his own ass. So here's why. If Justin Fields comes in and he struggles early, and say the Bears get off to like an 0-4 start, Matt Nagy's ass is on the hot seat. That's going to be a wrap for Matt Nagy. What is he going to say? Our rookie QB, we're not developing him. We're not getting him right. He wasn't ready. And then you can't – I hate it when they say you can't go back to Dalton. But you can't go back to Dalton at that point because then you can't go back to Fields. Even though I think that's the most asinine thing in the world. Yeah, you can switch quarterbacks if it's not working. Hell, they benched Mitch and went back to Mitch. But if Dalton is failing and it's week 4 or 5, and then you go to Fields, now you're safe. You have runway. And I really think that's what it's all about. I think in the recesses of the Bears' mind, they think they're not making the playoffs. And because they're not playing to win, and I don't mean the players, I mean the management, because it's all in cover your ass mode, we can start with Dalton and see how it works out. Because, you know, Matt Nagy, when he was in Kansas City, they sat the alien. They sat the freak of nature. But the difference is you had a quarterback. They had the best record in the NFL that year. So you could sit your rookie and let him learn. The Bears don't have that luxury. They're coming off the Mitch Trubisky, Nick Foles experiment. There's a difference, a big difference. And it's beyond me that they can't figure that out. I really believe Matt Nagy is in over his head. I really do. I think Ryan Pace is in over his head. There is nothing that they do that makes you say, wow, this organization is going in the right direction because of their leadership. Because it's not. You have a third-string quarterback that you should move if a team needs a quarterback. You should move off of him. You have a very porous offensive line. And you got some guys that, in all honesty, I don't know if they should be on this team. I think Riley really should not make this team. Chris Lacy's okay. But the kid that's shining at wide receiver that I want to learn and grow is Rodney Adams. Now, Matt Nagy had a chance to sit down at his press conference today, and he talked about Rodney Adams. This kid is the type of kid you want on your team.
And I have a question for you, too, about Rodney Adams. Tell me if this is a naive question. He's been very productive, obviously. But do you also take into account any of the non-football with him in the sense that everything he's persevered through might tell you something about how he's going to approach the job going forward?
For sure. I think his, you know about his story, and then even up to recently how he's handled himself with having the baby, not having much sleep, but yet sacrificing time to practice and play. And I respect that about him. He's somebody that works hard. He's very coachable with Coach Furry and trying to be better. He's a great teammate. He eats his lunch every day at the same table at the same time. So he does that. He's consistent with that. But he's a good kid. He really is. And I think his story speaks to who he is as a player. He's persevered. He's resilient. And as a coach, you love those type of players.
Now, personally, I don't give a damn where he eats lunch every day. And I apologize, but I did not get the reporter's name to ask the question, but thank you for asking such a good question. The kid is playing. The kid is showing you. If he doesn't make this team, why the hell do we have preseason games? If this kid doesn't make this team, why do we have preseason games? Segment is brought to you by Scout and Seller, Wine Consultant, Tina Calhoun, 602-410-4821. Are you tired of wines with additives, preservatives, all that bad crap that you really don't want? Then you definitely want to get with her at Scout and Seller. Only natural ingredients in your wine. Enjoy your wine. Feel good while you're drinking. Most importantly, feel good afterwards. Make sure you get with her at Scout and Seller Wine Consultant, Tina Calhoun, 602-410-4821. I'm giving a Bears preview, and I was going to talk about the defense, but I'm going to stop myself because then that's a Bears preview, and I'm going to save that for
the NFC Central when I get there. But I do think it's a joke that the Bears are starting Andy Dalton. I really do. It's my time. My time, my blood. Hey, listen, everyone. Thank you for joining us here at Maduro's, here on the Cave Show with PLR Cigars with the Cave Show. We will be back here live, obviously, next week, and we'll be on 1 o'clock every day, Monday through Friday, as usual. Thank you for joining. Thank you for hanging out with me today. Definitely appreciate it. Make sure you're following us on social media at The Sports Cave. Cave is with the K on the Twitter, the Instagram, and the Facebook. The website is sportscave.com. A lot of great articles up there by the Cuban Cowboy, Tony Capobianco. So definitely check those out. Again, Cave is with the K, and you can get me on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. Until next time, thank you for hanging with us here on the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Everyone, have a magnificent day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Tips, bring us home.